Hi everyone, and welcome to this first hangout on air for modernparentinghelp.com. I'm Irene Othon, and I'm going to share with you three things, important things, that parents should know. It's going to be a short hangout today, but I'm promising that you'll have a lot of value out of it when we're done. So let's go into it. The first thing that I've set up on my list today is how can I help my child make new friends? Many parents, when the child goes to school, they are concerned that they want to stay a lot home and not with their peers. They want to play by themselves and don't seem to get so social with the other kids. Know that this is perfectly okay, and it's actually pretty common. Most kids don't really get to a bigger social life until they get into their teens. If you don't do think though that your child is having any issues, personal problems that might do this his social life difficult, you might have to think about that right away and address it. You might talk to his teachers, because his life in school, you know that the teachers know a lot of what's going on, and maybe they can help you figure out if he's being bossy, if he's don't following the rules, if he's not listening to the other kids and playing along with their games, or if he's just shy. If you want to also involve the other parents that you know, see if they know anything about how they are living their lives, that maybe they have the same issues as you. It's always great to talk to other parents and have the feelings that you're not alone in this. You can also talk to the teacher about some solutions for the problem. Maybe they can help you get the bigger picture. And you will also maybe know about if there's any conflicts with any other children, and that you might just talk to their parents and see if maybe the kids just have to see each other after school. Maybe they can get to know each other on another level. Maybe that's the thing. So just try it a little bit and see if you can get to the point of the problem, and also know if there might just not be a problem. Just want to hang out with themselves. That's okay. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to talk about is, how do I help my child when they have a death of a pet? Know that if you had your pet for a long time, maybe even as long as your child's been alive, then your child might be a lot dependent on that animal and have a lot of feelings for that animal. So it might be difficult to adjust and telling this child that one of his good friends is gone. And so how do you do that? You know, for a long time people would tell their children that, you know, our dog went to a doggy farm or went to the farm upstate to live their lives. But it's not a good thing to just tell the kids that, because they will actually wait for the dog to return. They will think that, well, he'll come back and see me, and he will wait. So being open and honest, and it's let your child grieve, because this is a friend that they've had for a long time. So they might need some time to deal with it and grieve a little bit, even though it's not a person. it's maybe a dog or a hamster or a rabbit or something, but they have feelings and they have to be able to express these feelings. It's important that they do. And you might just help along a little bit by doing some kind of ritual. Even if you don't belong to any faith, you can have like a ritual that acknowledge the life of the pet. They had a good life and that they were loved and that you had fun with them. And being taking with your child in this ritual and helping them maybe bury them or taking them to the vet or something like that, so they can see that this is okay, this pet is not coming back. That's an important thing. And then letting your child know this, you will also help them understand that all living things matter. And it, and also the most important thing is that their feelings matter, that they're allowed to grieve, they're allowed to feel these feelings, and they want to, they can come to you and tell them. That's, they just give them time to do that. That was two, and now for the third and last thing, last but not least, how do I celebrate parenthood, the successes of parenthood? Because most people see almost parenting, the parenting failures. We're kind of raised to see how we are doing things wrong and what we are not doing. What you should do is celebrate. Is to celebrate the things that you are doing and give yourself credit for the how long you have come with your children. So go into the mirror, look yourself in the eyes, smile, and say that you're proud to be where you've been, you are, and that you're happy that your children have learned a lot from you. And of course, nobody benefits more from children being good and happy and loved like the parents do. So just take the time to take care of you and yourself and your family, and know that as long as you do your best, your child will know that you're doing exactly this, and that you are really trying, and just show them that you love them. That's the most important thing. I will come back with more tips on how to be a better parent and help your children along more. This is fun, so we'll see. Next time I'll come back, even maybe a longer time, and just for the next week, have fun with your family. Bye.